Blog Talk Radio.
Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, hosting solo Cousin Linda. Oh, you all probably will hear from her on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Hosting solo. Big shout out to Cousin Linda and all listeners worldwide, near and far. Dedicate this show to the K-9 unit dog, Yoda, and Yoda's cohort, Pennsylvania law enforcement, for the amazing capture of the fugitive who had escaped from a Pennsylvania prison a couple weeks ago. So everyone's taking a sigh of relief. I was petrified, and I see the people in the community are so relieved. People were able to go back to work and school today. So a big shout out to the governor and all leaders in the community. Speaking of the private sector doing their part, the community definitely should be on it, also doing awesome work. Wow, the stories that we've been watching nationally and internationally, all eyes on Pennsylvania. Wow. So he won't be getting out anytime soon with his life sentence and in the prison that he's now in. Word is, it is a prison that cannot be escaped. That was also the prison where Bill Cosby served his time. I found out today also, but he is in a 12-by-6 room. So big shout out to Yoda and again the law enforcement of Pennsylvania and all law enforcement that assisted. And the governor did a great job also of his leadership, and all the leaders and the private sector did an amazing job of keeping themselves safe and doing the best they can to assist law enforcement and also informing us of what's going on. So thankfully he stayed in the area, and thankfully Yoda and her cohort captured him dead or alive. Thank God he was captured alive. So, yeah. So I seen a report that he said that he had thought about turning himself in. And not that he didn't want to get away, but he didn't want to be killed. So you have your life. You have an opportunity also to turn your life around also. So praying for his soul, you know, praying for him and praying for the two victims that died at his hands, for their families and all. So, and let's continue to pray for world peace, all of us in this world, and here in America where I am and abroad. Big shout out to the listening community worldwide. Thank you, near and far. Thank you for your support and your listenership. The top eight remains native U.S. Turkey, big shout out to Turkey. Of course, the theme music is from a dear Facebook social media friend, one of my first Facebook friends, no joke, Charisma. M-Z. And he's coming on the show. I need to schedule a date for him to come on. He's of Istanbul, like Salt Bay. Salt Bay is in Brazil. Brazil is in the top eight listening countries. So big shout out. All the people are loving him being there. But Turkey, Finland, Canada, China, Romania, and all countries. And again, I wish I could see the stats of my states, the listenership here in Mississippi and Texas and all 50 states. I wish I couldn't see the stats of the countries that listen to Culture Shock and the Favorite Reports here at BTR. I would love BTR management. Hope you all are listening. Can you all work it out? We can see the stats in state, also in the country. That would be just wonderful. But big shout out to the Avon community. Big shout out to No Labels, my fellow cohorts of No Labels. We are doing some exciting things with No Labels. So you all join us. You know, everyone's welcome. Republicans, Democrats, those that don't give a you know what. All of us. It's all about us putting our country first. And our country, you know, the world loves our country, right, world? So it's important. And we appreciate your support. Our friends around the world and those working and living abroad also. It's important to know what's going on in American politics, just like it's important for us to know what's going on. Bangladesh is one of the top listening countries, and I am sending out love and prayers to Bangladesh. Morocco is a top listening country. Also, it's not in the top 8 or 10, but they listen. Nigeria also. But definitely praying for Bangladesh, praying for the lives that's been lost in Libya. Also, you all know my ex-husband, my second ex-husband, those of you that don't know, I've been married twice. Country boy from here in Brandon, Mississippi, is my first husband. Second husband, born in Libya, excuse me, and grew up in Cairo. Now, I never visited either place, but, you know, I've always wanted to visit. You know, Cousin Linda talk often about her travels to Morocco. So definitely just sending prayers for us to have better lives and for these natural disasters and also man-made disasters to calm down, really. So thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Travel Thursday. It was the brainchild of Cousin Linda by accident. She accidentally one day said, okay, what are we going to talk about for Travel Thursday? And she was speaking of fun foodie and fun Friday. And I'm like, Cousin Linda, that's a good idea for us to focus on travel talk, vacations and travel. You know, we always put food in it, being foodies, on Thursdays. And, you know, after we had finished that series talking about the leaks of the world. And so that is, so those of you that would like to chime in, please do. But again, I really thank you for tuning in. Those of you that are longtime listeners since March 2011, and those of you that are new and looking forward to former guests returning and looking forward to new guests also returning. Also, so enjoy the broadcast. Call in and let's make it fun, even more, much more funner. And I'm in the chat room right now. So I thank you for your love and your positive vibes and your prayers. And I am sending out, I know you all can feel my prayers and my positive vibes also that I'm sending out to you. So thank you. Very cool instrumental from Nature's Eyes. Thank you, Pixie B Music, for that beautiful instrumental. A welcome of autumn. Oh, wow, I can't believe summer's ending. This is our last weekend for summer, you all. Autumn begins next week. I love summer. Autumn is a beautiful time also. So goodbye. Goodbye, summer. Hello, fall. The temperature is much better down here in the Deep South. It's still hot, but it's nice. It's nice. It's only like 80 degrees right now, so it's really nice. Also, must send out prayers to the 5 Palestinians also that were killed during a Gaza border protest also. Some of you might have been saying, she didn't say anything about them. So definitely sending prayers out also. So what's you all, you know, feel free to call in and talk about hot topics and talk about travel. Talk about vacations and what's fun and trending for fall travel and staycations and all of that. What are some of the great ideas? This is a really fun time of the year. Every season is a fun time of year, right? It really is. So, well, every season has its reasons for being fun. So doing my research, I ran across so many fun things to talk about from different niches. For those of you that like to blog and vlog, like Cousin Linda is often, people are often telling Cousin Linda she should be like a professional a reviewer. And, you know, sometimes she even asks about, you know, what does social influencers, what kind of money can be made then a podcaster or being a social influencer or doing things that you really love to do. And I ran across some valuable information that's perfect for those of you that, you know, love to travel, love to, that are foodies like Cousin Linda and I, and would like to, while you're having fun, you know, like the old saying, do what you love and the money will follow. You know, doing that adage, doing what you love and the money will follow, making money from doing that. So I shared some pretty cool articles on my social media, and we'll also be discussing it also. But fall travel trends is something that I will focus on right now. And I lost my article, so please excuse me. Please excuse me. I got to pull it up. Oh, while I'm doing that, remember the email address is KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. And Cash App, $ BETHBTRU. That's it. $BETHBTRU KULTURESHOK $BETHBTRU KULTURESHOK and PayPal.me/ at Beth, WMSBTRU. PayPal.me/@Beth, BETHWMSBTRU. That is for PayPal. Some information that I'm looking at, it's not the information, it's the information that I had researched, but it's not the information that I really want to talk about right now, but I will pull that up before before we conclude this segment. But busy fall and winter, I really want to talk about what I want to talk about. So I'm going to go to birthdays. Happy birthday to my cousin, Reggie White. Everyone else that are celebrating birthdays, I know my friend Karen Harper Reed, her daughter turned 17 today. And everybody that's celebrating birthdays today, tomorrow, because look, it's Thursday. It's a birthday weekend. Happy birthday weekend to you. And here's the birthday song.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, it's your birthday, happy birthday, it's a great day, that's what we say, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Birthday babies, I love birthdays. Birthdays are so amazing. I also heard today that the report regarding the study of UFOs, that case, has been the case has been focused mainly on the UFOs, and the existence of aliens was closed today. But also I'm reading that the agency has appointed a director of research to study UFOs and what the U.S. government calls unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAPs. So, you know, that's a big topic. That's an important topic. That's something that I'm fascinated with, and that UFOs and existence of aliens. So that was one of the first topics we talked about, right? Those of you that have been listening since the beginning, I myself, my late mother, and my sister, Beverly and I, we seen a UFO, and my sister also seen a UFO in Dallas, Texas, too. She and her husband. But the one that my mother, my late mother, and my sister and I had seen was the metallic one with the multicolor lights, and it was humongous. And what I remembered, it didn't even have a sound, really, but it was humongous. We were on Northside Drive and California Avenue. Those of you that want to pull it up aren't familiar with Jackson. Our old power plant used to be there, and it was hovering over the power plant and hovering over us also as we were beginning to cross over the railroad track. And so when you pull that up, you always see the railroad track. And we were just in amazement. Our minds dropped. And my mother slowed down, and my sister and I were like frantic, because, you know, I think we had just seen that movie, First Encounters of the Third Kind. What's the title? I love that Steven Spielberg movie, and then we had heard reports also of what happens when sightings of UFOs and people being kidnapped by UFOs, and we always heard that they used back then, this was like 77, I was in third grade. And so my sister and I were afraid because the car was slowing down, but my mother was slowing the car down on purpose so we could get a look because we were just in awe. We was in just shock. It was bigger than a football field, no joke. I'm getting chills right now as I speak of this. It was big, and it was nighttime, but we could tell that it was like metallic gray, and it had the multicolored lights around it. And back then when I was a little girl, that's when the stealth planes was popular, and that's when they were preparing the shuttle. Yeah, this was like 76, 77. So that's the kind of state of the art that the world was dealing with at the time of this. So this right here, what we've seen, I don't know. But I need to do more in-depth research. I know this UFO group used to meet downtown annually or every other year and talk about their experiences of seeing UFOs or being vaccinated with UFOs in Area 51. It was on a Sunday evening, I remember. And then the following day on that Monday, when I showed up to Green Elementary, and, you know, recently I posted a picture when I was, like, in fourth or fifth grade at Green. I was in third grade because I think this is our first year living here in this house. And I know I made it to school early. And as I was eating breakfast, I told everybody that would listen and wouldn't listen. I told the cafeteria workers, the janitors, the teachers, my friends, everybody about what we had seen. You know what? No one ever, like, they didn't believe what we had seen. And to my mother's last days, when we would talk about that, she and I, and even if I mentioned it to my sister, you know what? That was, I'm 55. That was like 77, 76, 77. And it's as if my memory of that still fresh on my mind, the feeling when I seen that UFO, when we seen that UFO, it comes alive. And those of you that have seen UFOs or studied that and worked for the Pentagon and NASA, you probably know what I'm talking about because you probably heard what many other people that you'll interview talk about that feeling. So you probably know what I'm talking about. It might sound strange, but those that know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm not just fascinated with UFOs. I'm fascinated with Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, you know. But UFOs, yeah. And correction, I said NASA, but I meant the Pentagon closed the case of studying that. And but NASA has also announced that they say more science and less stigma are needed to understand UFOs. So if anybody needs to go in depth of studying UFOs, it definitely should be NASA. I mean, I figured that was some purpose of space travel, to find out who else is out there living amongst us in the galaxy. I know. It's Travel Thursday, and people are doing space travel. So it does fit into the topic of the theme of the show, Travel Thursday. Some of you might be saying, what? She's talking about space and supposed to be talking about travel. But that's a whole nother topic for Travel Thursday, to talk about travel, space travel. So, 16 best fall vacations for foliage, views, and field crowns and stunning scenery. But I want to share some other things before the end of the podcast regarding how to make money during your traveling and your staycations also. For those of you that love to vlog and blog like myself and be add more to your social influence game. But this is from Travel and Leisure. You know, I love to get information from Travel and Leisure. And Travel and Leisure reporter Elizabeth Rhodes wrote last month that summer is synonymous with travel, but fall may be the best time to take a vacation. Cooler temperatures and fewer tourists make destinations like New York and Maui ideal for optimal getaways and outdoor adventures await near Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Flagstaff, Arizona, where you'll be just a short drive from some of the country's best national parks. And you know what? Traveling here to Mississippi and places in like Dallas and the Deep South, New Orleans, Memphis, this is a good time to travel down south here during the fall and the winter months. Those of you that don't like the extreme heat. And it's a good time to travel here also. Whether you want to see the changing leaves in the mountains or head to sunny shores for a few more beach days before winter sets in, we've rounded up the best fall vacations for every type of travel. And here are the 16 of the season's best destinations throughout the U.S. abroad. And it's the name of the show, too. You know, we're talking about what's where to go for fun and what to do for fun, fall fun. Of course, we know the obvious, those of us that are and are not sports lovers, you know, sporting events, fall festivals, holiday festivals, gatherings, shopping events. Those are the things that we know, we really enjoy this fourth quarter and this end of the year. You know, I have to say fourth quarter for those, you know, you all know, money makers. but end of the year in preparing for 2024. But first on the list is Asheville, North Carolina. I have family in North Carolina, not Asheville. But Nelson, North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains, Asheville has everything you could want in a fall getaway. The quaint downtown area is filled with unique shops, galleries, breweries, and restaurants. And you're almost guaranteed to see some local street performers as you wander around. Go for a hike in nearby Pisgah National Forest to spot beautiful waterfalls among the changing leaves, or take a scenic drive through part of the park to take in the beauty without working up a sweat. The Biltmore Estate is another popular Asheville attraction worth visiting. The Gilded Age Mansion is the largest privately owned house in the United States. Yeah, I would love to visit there. I love mansions and castles. The Gilded Age Mansion is the largest privately owned house in the United States, complete with gardens and a winery for private and cozy accommodations. Stay in a nearby treehouse or cabin found on Airbnb. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, located near some of the country's best national parks and most popular ski areas. Jackson Hole is a great place to visit year-round. Fall is the best time to avoid large crowds and see the colorful mountain foliage. The ski season typically starts at the end of November, so time your trip for early fall to enjoy mild weather without the high season visitors. Surrounded by Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks, Bridger-Teton National Forest, and mountains and lakes galore, Jackson Hole is truly a gateway to optimal outdoor adventure. See, that's why I need a mobile home, a nice tour bus, you know, a nice RV. Yeah. Take a scenic drive and look out for more. Just travel America, you know, or travel America and go from state to state, capital to capital. Take a scenic drive and look out for moose and bears. I love moose. And bears, go for a hike or visit the National Museum of Wildlife Art. For luxurious stay, doing your outdoor sea fall getaway, check out the Four Seasons Resort and Residences Jackson Hole, on the outskirts of Teton Village are considered the Virginian Lodge, a mile from Jackson Hole's town square. New York, New York. With the summer heat gone, fall is a great time to visit New York City. Get well to Mark of Mark and Kelly, Live with Mark and Kelly. They were talking about the weather earlier this week in New York City. One of the listeners text messaged me this week from Manhattan, so a big shout out to that listener also. How did she get my cell number? I don't know, but I didn't mind, but it caught me off guard. But you all definitely call in during these live shows. Explore all the shops, restaurants, museums the city has to offer, or relax and watch a show on Broadway. Pick a hotel located along Central Park, like the March, Park Lane, or J.W. Marriott Exodus House, all of which provide park views from some accommodations so you can enjoy the canopy of changing leaves from the comfort of your room. Of course, you'll want to grab some coffee and stroll through the iconic park to soak in the skyline vistas and colorful trees. Then there's the Berkshire's Matchachoo-choo. Don't you all make fun of me. You know, I went through a lot when I was a little girl to speak correctly. To say S-H-C-H-S-T-R words correctly, you know, joke. If you want to escape to rolling hills of stunning fall foliage, head to the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts. There are several charming towns to choose from, including Lenox, Stockbridge, and Pittsville. And at this time of year, you can drive from town to town while enjoying views of the colorful changing leaves. For the complete Berkshires experience, stay at the Lenox Collection, composed of three charming inns, the Constant, the Dewey, the Whitlock, housed in the beautifully renovated 18th and 19th century buildings. Oh, sounds so beautiful. Sonoma, California. Oh, yeah. I would love to visit there. Everything on this list, on my list, I have put on my list. Fall in California's wine country is making sure I'm in the chat room for those of you, because I know many of the podcasters like to chat in the chat room. Fall in California's wine country is magical. Wine lovers will want to tour the area's vineyards and wineries, clothed in beautiful red, orange, and yellow foliage at this time of year. Take a ride on the open air Sonoma Valley Wine Trolley. Take a break from the wineries and go for an easy hike on the Bodega Head Trail for sweeping ocean and bay views. And be sure to grab some fresh seafood for lunch. Montage Held Berg offers a luxurious stay and plenty of opportunities to immerse yourself in the fall colors with outdoor yoga classes, miles of hiking trails, and guided e-bike tour. Flagstaff, Arizona. Flagstaff is a nature lover's dream in early fall. This Arizona city is surrounded by national forests, monuments, and parks, so there's plenty to see and explore at this time of year. Learn about Native American history and culture at Wupatki National Monument, where you'll find pueblos that were occupied in the 12th century, and visit the Petrified Forest National Park to see petrified wood in the hills of the Painted Desert. The listener who texted me, she said she's been to the Petrified Forest here in Mississippi. We have beautiful places for you to visit, those of you that have never been to Mississippi, to see petrified wood in the hills of the Painted Desert. Grand Canyon National Park is just 90-minute drive away, so you can easily take a day trip to this incredible national park and enjoy milder weather and fewer crowds compared to the summer months. If you visit in September or early October, consider glamping at nearby Under Canvas Grand Canyon, which is open until late October. And then Trevor and Leisure recommends Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, Vermont is covered in red, orange, and yellow hues as the leaves change every autumn, making it one of the best fall vacation destinations in the United States. Spend a day picking your own apples at one of the many nearby orchards, visit a pumpkin patch, or take a scenic drive to check out the beautiful foliage. Believe it or not, those are all things that I would love to do. You know, just, you know, some of you, this is honestly, those are things that I would love to do. After a day spent exploring, enjoy a local beer, and that too, at one of the craft breweries in town. Hotel Vermont offers charming accommodations in the heart of the city near the Lake Chaplain waterfront. Telluride, Colorado. You might think of Telluride as a winter ski destination, but this Colorado town is beautiful all year round. Early fall is ideal if you're looking for colorful foliage in a breathtaking mountain setting. Visit in September or early October to take full advantage of the season's offerings. Go for a hike or a bike ride, or take in 360-degree views of the mountains and valley from the gondola, which runs until the end of summer season in mid-October before pausing until the winter season begins. With proximity to hiking trails, Madeline Hotel and Residence, or Burge Resorts Collection provides a luxe launch pad for all your outdoor activities. Maui, Hawaii, and we're still praying for Hawaii also. Sure, brightly colored fall foliage is nice, but autumn is also an excellent time to head to beachy tropical destinations. On Maui, you can lounge on beautiful beaches, go hiking in the rainforest, or just relax at one of the many stunning resorts. Yes, I'm a resort kind of person. Cousin Linda says she's not. I am a resort kind of woman. Dotted around the island, a dust-only hotel, Wahia, is perfect for a romantic getaway. I would love a romantic getaway, but I don't have another half, so. But it would, I mean, a romantic getaway would be fun, even with yourself, you know, self-love. While the Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wahia offers a complimentary daily kids for all season activity program for ages 5 to 12. Bermuda, escape cooler autumn temperatures for sunny Bermuda this fall. Here the average daily highs reach the low to mid-80s in September and October. Optimal weather for relaxing on Bermuda's iconic beach, pink sand beaches. Plus, from many East Coast travel hubs, it's less than a three-hour plane ride to this British overseas territory, 600 miles off the coast of North Carolina. From New York City, it's just over 2 hours in the air. The Lauren at Pink Beach and the Hamilton Princess are among the popular luxury accommodations on the island. Greenville, South Carolina. Big shout out to South Carolina. I have friends and cohorts there. Greenville, South Carolina. In upstate South Carolina, Greenville makes the ideal base camp for leaf viewing hikes and drives. Stay at the Grand Bohemian Lodge, a hotel perched atop the falls of the Reedy River, and take trips to Table Rock State Park, 27 miles out, and Jones Gap State Park, 26 miles out, a refreshing dose of nature. In town, you can admire urban foliage with a picnic in Falls Park, embark on a self-guided brewery tour, or rent a bike from Reedy Rides and pedal along the Prisma Health Swamp Rabbit Trail. Sounds interesting. Yellowknife. Yellowknife is often described as one of the best places in the world to see the northern lights. The magical and elusive auroral borealis dances across the sky from mid-November to April. So head north to the only city in Canada's Northwest Territories at the tail end of fall to catch the celestial phenomenon. Short autumn days are easily filled with craft brews at the Woodyard Brewhouse and Eatery by NWT Brewing Company, dog sledding adventures, and other activities. That sounds really nice. Portland, Maine. While folks flock to Maine's New England neighbors, namely Vermont and New Hampshire, For the celebrated fall foliage, you can head to this coastal city to enjoy the changing leaves without such intense crowds. If you love lobster, yes, I do. Fall is your last chance to eat it fresh and in abundance. While it is still in its peak season, Maine's favorite is still active through autumn, as are the marine mammals in these waters. Go in October to spot whales as they migrate south. Oh, I know that's beautiful. Williamsburg, Virginia, nothing makes fall foliage pop like the sight of horse-drawn carriages. Oh, I bet they're beautiful. I love to see the ones in Dallas. Oh, the horse-drawn carriages are so beautiful. Horse-drawn carriages traveling streets lined with colonial buildings. Pretend you're in the 18th century as you explore the country's largest living history museum, Colonial Williamsburg, where bonnets and cravats about travel and leisure readers have voted Williamsburg as one of their favorite year cities in the world's best awards. Visit during the fall to see it in vivid color. And if you're a fan of the spooky season, don't miss the opportunity to go on a ghost walk with a tour guide dressed in colonial garb. I pass on that one. Oh, you all that love to come down south, you know New Orleans plan on going all out this Halloween season. Yes, I've seen their ads to go on those ghost tours in New Orleans for this fall Halloween season. Bend, Oregon, an annular Ring of Fire solar eclipse will carve a path through Oregon to Texas on October the 14th, 2023. That's amazing. That's good to know. And Bend is just north of its track. Use the event as an excuse to experience this high desert oasis, known and beloved and loved for its nature. Taking the colors of the trees lining the Chukchis River, take advantage of quieter hiking trails in Pilot Butte State Scenic Viewpoint. Search for the best pumpkin beer at any of the dozens of breweries. I've never had pumpkin beer, and you know we love pumpkins down here. That was once my nickname, no joke, from a former love. He always called me Pumpkin. At any of the dozens of breweries, and be the first on the ski slopes of Mount Bachelor, typically opening in mid to late November. Mexico City. I have friends in Mexico and from Mexico City. Late fall is a great time to visit Mexico City as the weather is dry and the tourists are as abundant. Offering more local experience, Dia de Muertos marks the season with parades, displays, markets, and street parties. But you might want to avoid this period if you're hoping for a quiet getaway. For the nature lover, prepare to be awestruck on a day trip to nearby Santo Orio, Pedra Jarala, which comes alive with countless migrating monarch butterflies. Oh, I love butterflies. I have been seeing so many beautiful butterflies this past month. It got to be a good sign. Each November, see, there's something just about everyone in Mexico City during this low season. So that, you know, basically everything that's recommended from Travel and Leisure, the 16 best fall vacations for foliage views and fuel crowds and sunny scenery on the East Coast. We have some places on the West Coast and Mexico. Beautiful, beautiful picturesque things. So I'm resharing this on my Facebook and on my Twitter and all of that so you all can see that article. But, wow, that is just amazing, amazing. So, and you know what? I've never been on the East Coast other than Atlanta, and I have family in North Carolina. We'll let them in D.C. and New York and all. So this is really exciting me to hear about that, those places, and also the place, the few places that were mentioned on the West Coast and Mexico. I'm shocked, but that's the top 16. Those are the best 16. But, you know, I'm shocked not to hear beautiful places here in the Deep South. But we will talk more about other places throughout the country and throughout the world that are beautiful for this time of year, this end of the year. So, and Clark's Novelty Vent and Chat are in the chat room, my fellow podcaster friends, and would like for everyone to tune into their show tonight at 11 p.m. And, yes, I will tune in. I might call in. You should call in sometime, too. The live stream is over now, but call in so we can hear your voice. Jay Clark's Novelty Vent and Chat Late Shows. I do listen to your replays, so I will make notes to tune in to your late night show tonight at 11 p.m. So I'm going to say Eastern Standard Time, you all. I'm on Central Standard Time, so tune in. Big shout out to Duck Northwest Media too. So big shout out to my friends, my fellow podcasters here at Blog Talk Radio for joining me in the chat room. So, yes. So, and listening community, remember to create your listener profile so you can not only chat with me in the chat room, but interact with my cohorts here at BTR. You can mingle with us. Yes, you can go from show to show and mingle with us and get to know us and chat with us in the chat room when you have a listener profile like we're chatting in the chat room right now. So definitely you won't regret it when you create your listener profile, because it is a great way to interact with us here at Blog Talk Radio. You know, we love it when you call in, but some of you might prefer just to chat, and we love to chat with you. And so, again, a big shout-out to Duck Northwest Media and Jay Clark's Novelty Vent and Chat Late Night. And I thank you all for your support and also sharing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with your listeners. It takes us all to work together and you know, and introduce our audiences to one another also. That's how we expand and cross-promote. So we really appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate your love and everyone. And a lot of listeners listening to all of us, you know. So that's why we highly recommend you all to create a listener profile so you can interact with us, chat with us, and just mingle. BTR is the original podcast home. And we have this is an amazing platform, and this is an amazing family, and we really appreciate you listeners for your love and support. And as you see, we appreciate one another. We're a family. We're the podcasters. We are not in competition. We are here to help one another, and to support one another on our podcast, and to be better people and to be better podcasters also. And I'm not speaking just for myself, but for my fellow podcasters in the chat room and those that are listening, those that aren't even on Blog Talk Radio but on other platforms, but all podcasters and bloggers, we are about helping others, informing others, and helping one another, helping ourselves, becoming better people, becoming better podcasters and social influencers, and share messages and help others share their causes and what's important, regardless of what our topic. This is an entertainment lifestyle podcast. And the Northwest Media, I'm sure they will call in soon and talk about more about their platform, Jay Clark, Novelty, Then in Chat Late Night. I mean, both shows talk about serious topics and also have fun with it. So we're going to tune in to Jay Clark's Novelty tonight at 11, and also check out Duck Northwest Media also check out their schedule. And Culture Shock Entertainment Report will be returning on tomorrow. Show is scheduled for 5 a.m. But, you know, it's Friday. For some reason, I like evening shows on Fridays, but I believe I'll stick to the 5 a.m. show tomorrow morning Central Standard Time. And on Sunday, 3 p.m., and Cousin Linda more than likely will be with me on a Sunday show at 3 p.m. And myself, being a sports lover, I am very tempted to schedule a 3 p.m. show for Saturday, sports and entertainment. Let's talk sports and entertainment, celebrity news. I said it on purpose, celebrity. I said it like that on purpose. Celebrity news and hot topics and, you know, talk about sports. Woo! You know, one topic that I really would like to talk about, and sending out prayers to Aaron Rodgers, and that is, there's not a debate. Should football fields have artificial turf or grass, you know, natural grass? Because, they're saying that the artificial turf is what caused Aaron Rodgers' end-of-the-season injury. But, you know, I pray that we get good news before the end of, you know, that he can get back in the game. Before the end of the season, but you know that was the diagnosis. But there's been a big debate about turf, artificial turf versus real grass. So we should maybe talk about that on, if I should schedule a show for Saturday, so we could talk about that and other fun topics in sports and entertainment. There's always breaking news. There's always something for us to talk about that's seriously happening also. But I hope we can have a fun show and no breaking bad news happen, only breaking good news then that we can focus on. Yes, hug. Yes, yes, yes. So thank you to my cohorts here at BTR, Doug Northwest Media, and Jay Clark's Novelty, Vent, and chat late night. Remember to catch that their live broadcast at 11 p.m. I will make a note to tune in. Sometimes I'm asleep. And sometimes I broadcast late night, but not tonight because I'm on right now. So I'm going to do my best to listen, and I might call in also. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Global listeners, thank you. Those locally here in Jackson, Mississippi and United States, thank you for your love and support. Thank you for your emails. If you Cash App, thank me. Thank you. I thank you. Those of you that send any support through PayPal, thank you. Those of you that interact on social media, you know, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has a Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm also Bethany Williams, Beth Avon Lady. I'm at my limit, but, you know, you can follow me. You can still interact. I do my best to interact and message your messenger. Those of you that love to call me randomly on IG and Facebook, why don't, like Cousin Linda always asks me, call during the live broadcast. I do not answer random calls. But, you know, call when we're live on air and talk with us. Talk with me, you know, create your listener profile and chat in the chat room. And those of you that would love to be guests, do not hesitate to notify. And those that want to suggest topic ideas, I just want to call in and talk about a hot topic, please do. Or talk, you know, one thing since the beginning, love to interview guests and listen to the life experiences, the roads, the journey that guests have traveled. It's story help. Our testimonies really help. We really help one another share our stories and inspire one another. So I really thank you all for that. So I will conclude with that. Let's continue to inspire. Let's continue to love. Let's continue to be there for one another and have each other's backs. I thank you so much for your love and support. Big shout out to the owners and management here at BTR. Big shout out to the fellow podcasters and, most importantly, you, the supporters, the listeners, the listening community. Thank you all from around the world and those in space also. Look, I'm always talking about space, and that's been a big topic today, NASA and the Pentagon. But a big shout out to those of you that are out in the galaxies, and hopefully you all listen to us here at BTR.